after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. And today's sponsor for Life of the Dust Live is Audible.com. Who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Go there, you can get books like Where's My Boaz by Stephen LaBoursier, who was actually a guest on here before. So check out his book on there. And again, it is a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, CEDDY, letter J. Of course, I can't do the show without my co-hostess with the mostest, my girl Mia Eliani. What's up?
Hey, I'm kicking it.
Oh, man. Shout out, man, I had some Chipotle right before the show. I'm feeling awesome.
Oh, where's mine?
See, what had happened was... but it's definitely great to be here with you guys, to be able to see another day, be able to just kick it with you. So, yes, man, it's the middle of the week. You know, we call every Wednesday in the show Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. So, yes, your last Wednesday, and this is actually the first Wednesday, no, actually the second one, because you guest co-hosted on the first time for our Wednesday show, but it's the first time her being a host on a regular Wednesday show. Last Wednesday, we were at a performance. We're not going to get into all that, but...
Oh, yeah.
But all I'm going to say is she did great. I keep saying it because, you know, it's always good when you hear people say they're good and know about their performances. And even though you believe them, you know, you like to see it in person, too. So definitely seeing it in person, she rocks the mic, man. Definitely got to salute you for that.
Thank you. You're not a bad dancer yourself.
I tried. That's a little. Yeah, I just gave them a little bit. I didn't give them too much, actually. That was just a little bit. I was letting the food now this weekend. I was coaching Steady J because I got a whistle. I just got this whistle. Nothing special, nothing special about the whistle. But what I do, the whistle is special. Okay, so I was going behind chicks, blowing a whistle at them, giving them cues of how to twerk. That was hilarious.
What?
Yeah.
So how would you know how to twerk exactly? You have to.
Remember,
I have to hear this.
Okay, see, let me go ahead and break that down. See, not that I twerk. Not that I twerk, but, you know, I know how ladies twerk. You know, because I'm a dude, you know, I get behind. I ain't just one of them dudes that just look. I want them dudes to get behind y'all. I ain't one of them, you know, just one of them spectators.
Yeah, my friend told me.
Yeah, as we talked about on Monday briefly, you have went in about that. But yes, I got this whistle. Yes, so this whistle gives them cues. You know, I was like, the whistle, something about the whistle, it just gets the crowd liver. Like, they would, because it was at the after hours.
Where were you?
And so, like, this girl was, and so people were like tripping. So this girl, it was just hilarious to see girls is doing it. So I would, like, blow the whistle. And, like, this girl was, like, clapping on beat while, like.
Do you have the whistle?
I actually got the whistle right here in front of me. But, so, yeah, I was, curious. Yeah, I was, this girl was, people was having a ball. They was crook, because I did it. And shout out to MC Cornbread. She definitely respects my liveness. The first thing she said when I came into the after hours on Saturday night, she was like, oh, I know. She said, if you're not going to get live, I'm not going to get on the mic. Like, she one of them people, she like to talk. She like to boost on the mic. But she's like, oh, yeah, if you're not going to get crunk, I'm not going to get on the mic. I was like, dang, I got that kind of effect. Because, you know, my presence, I tell people when I step somewhere, I'm gonna give people live real quick, and sometimes some people won't get live. Sometimes you go to certain places, you got certain haters. Me ain't gonna get into that too much, but you know they gonna act like they don't wanna get crunk. But you know, I also didn't have my whistle then. So if I had my whistle, I would have been coaching.
Hell no.
Bye-bye. Hey, flag on the play. Been on it. So. On last show, we need to talk about this because it happened like right during the show or like right before the show. You released a new cover art for your EP coming up.
I did. It was I decided to try cartoon art because it's something I've always wanted to do. And I was like, I don't want to be that one cartoon that they fuck up on and like make my head really big or something fucked up. So. It came out good, though. I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
It was pretty dope. I was like, okay, it lived to the expectation that, you know, it was being hyped. Like, okay, it seems to live to expectation. You know, because people see the cartoon, like when you see Dust Spot and all that, that's a cartoon drawing I did. That picture is based off of a picture. And I actually had a picture that was originally based off of, like, side-by-side on Twitter or whatnot. I mean, Instagram. But
what
yeah,
picture
just me.
From?
I took it, like, it was like a random picture. You remember back when they had Virgin Megastore open up in Grapevine Mills?
No.
Well, it was like, he starts like where that Forever 21 is now in Grapevine Mills. That's where the Virgin Megastore is to be. And, of course, you know, they had all those listening stations where you listen to the music and preview it and whatnot. So and it's a long time ago. And this story was called Selfies and all that. So I'm taking my phone. I took a picture because I'm taking it from MySpace. MySpace is quote-unquote hot. But so I'm taking a picture of myself. And bam, you know, that. And at the time, I wasn't using it for a logo, just a random picture. And then, heck, I was trying to think of a logo, and I was like, I'm going to do something thorough, and took that and made a cartoon drawing out of it. And people see it side by side, like, damn, you got, like, dead on. So, yeah. I'm of course, I'm going to draw myself right, But yeah, so hold up, Lossa. Hold on, but yeah, so that's what's going on with that. Tonight's show, man. Tonight's show, we got a very special guest checking in. Tonight's show as well. We got my girl Cardi Kitten, who, man, this girl is making a lot of waves in the industry. Like, y'all been know, like, all week long, it's been like all these heavy hitters in the industry calling, you know, that we've been interviewing. Like, different people who, man, like, have views upon views. And not just have views, but they got the money to, you know, people invested into their career to back that up. So, man, let me tell you. And then, yeah, Cardi Kitten, she got, let me get to, I know a lot of y'all are like, all right, let me go look her up. Tell y'all what she does. She's got a video on World Star Hip Hop. Yeah, go search that. Go search Cardi Kitten on World Star Hip Hop. And go, okay, oh, that's what y'all just did tonight. Okay. Yeah, that's going to keep y'all up our night tonight. Y'all go look at them videos. She's in As Is Magazine. She shot with a great friend of mine, DJ Rick, off in Indiana, where she's back at now. And she's actually in the most recent issue of Human Canvas. You can see that cover where you see, yes, that you, just like on Monday show, Strawberry has a nice butt, so does Cardi. So, yeah, we definitely, we're making some, we got some heavy hitters this week. But, yeah, Cardi's video has a little over a million views on WorldStar. So, hey, she's doing a little something, you know. What can we say? So, yeah, that being said, we're going to go to a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to chop it up some more right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and the beautiful Mia Eliani.
Johnny.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and run that. Let's run for tracks during this music break, and then we'll be back. Okay? Peace.
It's Triple D Homicide, bitch.
Hey! DJ Jimmy, me and Eliani, you fire your boy, young Jim, you know what it is, nigga.
Feel my face, light another plane, hold up, wait, kinda slowed up off the train, now we in the club, VIP rolling that butt, pretty bitches blowing that tank, niggas say what, we done got two turned up, now we going hard in the paint, hold up, hey yo Jim, bring that shit the fuck back,
I got you, let me say that shit again, nigga,
yeah,
DJ Jimmy, me and Eliani, nigga,
you already know it's PBNT, nigga. Wait, hold up, I done had too many drinks, I can't even feel my face, light another plane, hold up, wait, kinda slowed up off the train, now we in the club, VIP rolling that butt, pretty bitches blowing that tank, niggas say what, we done got two turned up, now we going hard in the paint. Hold up, wait, get you a little too close. Paranoid, gone off the troll. Losing my mind, came for my keys. Hold up, how the fuck we getting home? Shots to the dome, we all know feelings are sin. But fucking now, yo, bitches mine. Don't kill my vibe, lame hoe can't even get in. How you gon' hate from outside, bitch?
Up in the club, I got the girl. Back at your phone in the line. Hoe tryna mug, but you can't even get in. How you gon' hate from outside? Just drop it low. Make sure the lights on.
Let a nigga tell me that his body count up like fuck it, let a real nigga count it. Ho, let me keep it so 100. But all he fucking do is get tatted. All he wanna do is make money. Fuck it, all I do is make bad habits. Damn. Nigga, old news, I done had it. Plus, all of my bitches be swagging. All of your bitches be broke. Heck, all of my bitches be trapping. Like, wait, hold up, wait, bitch, you must be a joke. How come all your bitches thirsty? Someone get this whole coke.
Up in the club, I get the fan up his grill. Bad bitches forming a line. Hoe trying to mug, bitch, you can't even get in. How you gon' hit from my side? Just drop it low. You got the life, ho, ho.
Fuck it, they can tell that I'm on one.
And me and my crew turned up right now.
Fuck a rap bitch, you don't want none.
This is the hottest shit out right now.
Wait, hold up, wait. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait. Eat a rap bitch up without a dinner plate. Triple G, damn that shit get real. What's first for the A? Strike it fast, damn that bitch is bad. Homegirl, she's okay. Hands on her knees, cover girl better how she. Throw it in circle for me, she keep it G. Just keep that shit on the low, and fuck it, she down with the team, okay?
Up in the club, I'll get the turn up his grill. Bad bitches forming a line, hoe tryna mug, bitch, you can't even get in. How you gon' hit from my side?
Just drop it low.
We're back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy City J and Gamia Eliani. Yeah,
I'm glad that you said my name right.
You said you're glad I said it right.
Everybody, no one ever says it right.
I used to fuck it up.
Yeah, everybody fucks it up.
Oh, except for me. Okay, I'm awesome. That's why.
You're awesome. You can read.
Not only can I read, but if they listen to your music like they say they do, they will hear that you say it in your music.
Well, really, I say Mia a lot. I don't really say the Eliani much. I should because it sounds cool, but I don't.
And sometimes on your videos, you say it. So,
okay, I say it a lot in my videos. You right, boo boo, you right.
So, they really listen to the video? They got no excuse why they're not saying it right?
That's right. They're probably like half ass fans and shit.
Yeah, it's like they fans, but they're just looking at, like, man, I'm listening. But I'm like, I'm more so looking, bro. Like, hey, on that type of stuff. But we gonna get them together. We're going to get their life together.
They're going to get their life together.
Stop sleeping. Hey, we ain't got time for that. Like, go take a Red Bull or something, man, and wake the hell up. Damn.
Now I'm going to drop this mixtape, and they're going to wake the hell up. I mean, EP, I'm sorry. We passed the mixtape stage. Hallelujah.
Man, like, EP. Speaking of that, how's... Like, that's just, man, I've had to write songs for church, you know, before, and that's nerve-wracking. Doing a whole EP, or just doing a mixtape, that's like, wow, that's a lot to do.
My mixtape, I kind of had a lot of help from D-Real and a few other people. So it wasn't really that bad. I write music very fast. Like, when I write, it's not like, oh shit, right. You know, if I like the beat, then the words kind of write themselves. I don't really have to think when I write. But the process is a little bit stressful because you just kind of feel like, okay, I just want to get it over with and I'm ready to get it to my fans. But it's not hard to write music.
See, yeah, the thing is, I'm pissing up. It's always the fact that, okay, you write it, but then you But you're your own worst critic, so you like, it's just not going to be hot, and then people are going to be telling me, man, it's hot, man. It's like, everything I do, I do that.
I do that a lot. I have a bad habit of throwing away songs, and people are like, as an artist, you should never do that, because usually celebrities, the song that they hate the most is the song that blows up. So I am my own worst critic. This time, I actually wrote my EP in one day. I was like, this time I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to just drop it, and I'm going to put it out.
Yo, I bet because you was doing nothing but writing and recording, I bet you was feeling like corn chips.
No, I wrote it the day before yesterday. I'm recording it tonight, actually, after
right,
the show.
Okay.
So write it in one day, knock it out,
artwork.
I
can say that you like locked yourself in a room like 24 hours. Somebody say, "Ooh, you smell like corn chips."
No, it took me an hour for two to write six songs. No, and I actually take unnecessarily 3 to 4 showers a day. So no.
No, so no corn chips. Also, you have what is that called? I can't think of it right now. I feel so slow, but I know what it is. I can't think of what it is at the moment. But
that's what you get for talking shit.
You know what? If I had some more Chipotle, I would throw some of that sour cream at you.
I like sour cream.
Throw some
never.
Sour cream. Hey, sour
that
cream
was
is
a
awesome.
Set up. I hate you so much. Not even funny.
Now. Here's the interesting thing, because I got some stories to definitely share. And definitely, if you got some stories, let it be known too. You know, definitely chop that up as well. But, no, not that. He was typing, not that. He's about compulsive disorder or something like that. But here's a fun fact before I get into the stories. I was like, let me make sure I get this out. Like, Mia didn't even realize this, but I did my research. Me and Mia's birthdays are a day apart.
Really?
Yep.
When is
my September
birthday?
September 2nd, and September 3rd.
You fucking me
yes.
or no?
No. That is like, matter of fact, that's why I launched my magazine in September, on September 1st. A few years ago, because it was during the same time, figured that'd be perfect. So, yeah. Thank
You're
you.
Funny.
Excessive compulsive disorder. So, I'm going to answer my question. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. That's what you have. You have excessive compulsive disorder, in which you feel kind of like a monk, where he has to be clean all the time. He don't like people doing certain stuff. Like, I don't think you
Man,
like monk, though, because
yes.
monk was ridiculous.
Mine
that
is
dude
just
has
severe,
gloves on
like,
for everything.
People have to double tap the door and stuff like that. I'm not that bad, but I do like things to be in order. I'm just now getting to the point where my car has to be spotless, because that was about the only thing that I had really bad, like chicks' cars, heels in the backseat, crazy. And I just fucked up. You know? So I think
there's
my OCD is getting
say.
Worse. I'd rather be really clean, really dirty, though. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, matter of fact, there's like a meme that I saw. It was like, guys' rooms are usually messy, but their cars are usually clean. And women's rooms are usually clean, but their cars are usually messy.
Unfortunately, that is so true. I know so
yeah, that
many kinda, bad bitches.
I want to tell them myself, but that's kind of true when I ain't too. Because my room be chaotic,
be
man.
Real. As long as it's not like a pigsty, like you don't have burgers under the seat and fucked up shit like that. Okay, now heels, shit like that, maybe a little here and there. But other than that, you know, clean up the ashtray. That's it. I'm getting way better at it. It comes with maturity, I think.
Okay. Well, some sort of wanted to get into. Are you into comic movies and all that, comic books, all that crap?
I love comic books. I don't really watch movies.
Oh, so do you not watch the TV? Do you watch those TV shows like the Flash and Arrow and all that stuff?
No.
At least you read them. At least you read them. I'm going to let you off the hook because you read them. But not watching them. I don't know about that.
Complete nerd.
But yeah, so you being a woman, shout out to CBS releasing a trailer for Supergirl.
That's Supergirl.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah, Supergirl. Yeah. Coming on CBS. Yeah.
She's
pretty fine. She's pretty fine. I say that.
Fine.
But on the flip side, it's funny you say that because the show coming on CW soon is actually, you know, is the main character is a black woman, and she plays Hawkgirl. So yeah, that's the interesting part. It's funny you brought that up.
I might have to check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, you been watching Arrow? You're not watching The Flash. You're not watching Arrow.
No.
You just messing
so
up.
I'm so focused on music. I'm telling you. I feel like if you watch TV,
you got to binge watch.
Up.
When you're so busy, you got to learn how to binge watch. You said what?
It'll fuck you up if you watch too much TV.
Yeah, you know what? The ironic thing, I don't watch that much TV. That just really, it's like I have my shows I watch, and then that's it. And then I periodically watch them, just like bored and at the moment, and my brain is kind of,
Now, I do watch History Channel and Man vs. Fool, and I'm ratchet, so a little bit of Love and Hip Hop. But I don't just indulge in just watching hours of TV like that.
Yeah, because after a while, I don't know, it kind of... No, when I do, I usually fall asleep. I can't watch too many... I can't watch TV for too long straight up without going to sleep. It's not happening.
That's why you be falling
asleep.
I'm going to
go sleep real quick. Cut it on real quick.
You're funny.
Now, okay, so here's another fun fact, speaking of black women. Harriet Tubman...
It's supposed to be
the $20 bill.
Who made this shit up?
This is a real thing because it's all over the freaking. It's part of the mainstream media. I'm watching all these shows. Yeah.
Is it not occurring to anybody that it's strange that out of nowhere after all of these years, especially in the midst of what's going on, that all of a sudden you want to put Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill?
Well, here's the crazy part. They actually had people vote because what they were doing is they were planning on replacing a $20 bill with a woman. So they put a few different people out there. Harriet Tubman's one of them, Rosa Parks, Eleanor Roosevelt, and then they had to vote. The highest voted person was Harriet Tubman.
Do you think they're actually going to go through with that?
Yeah, I think so, because the public has spoken, and now it's become too clear that it's out there now. So I believe they're going to follow through with it.
I'm sorry. I just believe it's to it. I don't believe it's just as simple as, oh, okay, we just want to change 20. Here's a few people. By the way, we're just going to throw in this person that freed slaves. And, you know, back then it wasn't okay. Last year it wasn't okay. But this year it's okay. I just feel like it's more to it. It's I don't know. I'm not sure. What?
I know. You mean, you got a great point. I think the main point of why that's happening right now is because of the climate that's going on. All people getting slain left and right, and just as I like to say, racism isn't dead. It's not, racism is dead. If you're in this little cave somewhere, you think racism is dead, you're an idiot. Yeah, racism is not dead. It's on life support. Why is it on life support? Just like when people are on life support, you wait. There's always that person that's waiting to breathe some life back into it. Just for that one quick second, bam, psh, clear, bam. And reviving for a bit. You know, that's why it's never truly dead, because obviously going to be that person.
Yeah. But here's
the funny thing I thought about, okay, by Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. So you at the strip club.
Right?
And you making it rain Harriet Tubman? I'm so confused.
Harriet Tubman will whoop all of our asses. Do you hear me? She will be pissed off, I think.
Like, what if I'm looking around?
You got this lady in a scarf on the $20 bill just looking at you, and she happens to be black and look like your grandma. I don't know how I would feel.
And there's going to be some whack behind rapper, throw them Tubmans, girl. Just work for them Tubmans.
I'm going to be the first to come out with a song. I ain't even going to lie to you. Y'all heard it.
Live talk radio.
If Harriet Tubman is on the $20 bill, I'm making a song. God, Underground Railroad.
No, you get some crickets. You get some crickets with that one.
Underground Railroad. No? Really? I think it'll be dope. Okay, you're from there. Y'all going to be singing the Underground Railroad. Why are you giving me crickets? It's going to be a new dance on your ass. Watch.
Nah.
You know our generation is fucked up like that. They're going to do the Harriet Tubman. Yes, why?
I'm just not ready for this. I'm not. Oh, God, I can see a 2 Chainz verse coming. It's coming soon.
Yeah, it is.
2 Chainz verse coming soon, man. I'm not ready for this.
It'll probably be 2 Chainz to be the first person. Yes, I believe it.
Oh, God, make it in. Just make your nightmare in before it even starts.
Before it even starts. It already started.
Because
already started voting. All rappers rap about his money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. So Harriet gonna come up eventually.
Yeah, it's gonna be Harriet or Tubman's, whatever. I don't know, whichever one they decide to go with as a nickname. But, that's pretty cool. I thought that was wild. I was like, wow. I'm still rubbing my head in that one. I didn't see this coming. This hit me out of nowhere this morning.
How do you feel about Raven Simone?
Okay, be specific on that because...
okay, she said that she disagrees with Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. She said she doesn't like the idea and she thinks that we need to move a little more forward.
Let me go ahead, because you brought that woman up. Whenever you watch The View... Because she's been guest hosting on The View quite a bit.
I want to slap her.
She just tries too hard to be controversial. Like, it's one thing, you know, you stir enough stuff and you kind of like the person that's the devil's advocate. But she tries too hard to be the bad guy every time. It's like, wow, really?
She goes all the way.
Like the bad guy.
She just wants black people to hate her, I think.
No, because now she's like, it's like ever since she came, it's like, okay, no one's hating you because she came out raving. Like, it's like the moment she did that, she just started getting this stuff about, oh, no, don't label me as a lesbian. And then I don't do labels. And that was the beginning of, okay, let me be a controversial person by everything. And that's what she's been doing ever since. Like, every time she's on The View, she does that crap. And I run across a video or heard this. Hey, what was it, something she said? And it was, like, really out. It was way out of line. You thought that was out of line? Was way out of line what she was saying on this. I cannot remember what it was. But it's kind of like people like Stacey Dash. Like, Stacey Dash, man, used to be like, man, that's a fine girl from Clueless. You know, well, that's Dave Dash's cousin or sister, whatever. And used to be like, oh, man, you know. But then now she's always trying to be controversial, you know. Like, her whole take on rape, what she was talking about on Fox News, is out of line. Like,
I didn't watch Stacey Dash. What did she say exactly?
well, that's about some months old. She's basically blaming the person who's getting raped as part of the problem. It's the person who's getting raped, or because you were talking about how, you know, some of these girls, you know, they're having consensual sex and doing wild sex all over the place and whatnot. But then all of a sudden, when somebody else comes on because they're always being so promiscuous, they want to holler out rape. And it's like, you got to back up with that. I don't care how promiscuous a person is. You shouldn't come at them about talking about how they shouldn't be able to make the choice that they want to have sex on or not. Simple as that. You can't come out with that nonsense.
Yeah.
So, she just fucking pissed. Hey, it's like too many folks doing that now. It's like, let me be, you know, I know, like, being positive or standing your ground. Because it's one thing, yeah, sometimes standing your ground would be controversial. But being positive, you know, is not going to get the news buzz out there, get you all on social media and viral or whatnot. So a lot of people try to be controversial, and even if it's something they don't completely stand on, they just want to hurt and get them freaking notoriety. It's annoying.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. We got a call from VA. From the VA, Richmond to be exact. What's up? Who we got?
What's happening, Shady? Is Mr. Gorgeous himself. What's good?
Nothing much, man. You know, I'm not going to call you Mr. Gorgeous. I'm going to call you Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck Charles, what's up, bro? You know that's the magic rule. I'm not going to call you Mr. Gorgeous.
Listen, I wasn't even calling for you. Don't even worry about it. So I call you later. Hey, who is this sexy voice out here on this radio? What's happening? You ain't telling Mr. Gorgeous about this. What's good?
What's up? I'm here. Nice to meet you. I can call you Mr. Gorgeous, right? It's not bad for me to say it.
You can call me after the show, too. I'm going to go about to that number.
Crazy. What's popping? What you got going?
Listen, I was checking you out. I see you on there. I see your little pictures and your little rapping and all this. What's going on? Hey, Shuddy, I don't know how you let this get past me. I mean, you know, she's supposed to see me first, and then we go ahead and I give you my approval on this. What's your name? Can you introduce Mr. Gorgeous to this woman, please?
Well, yeah, this is, let me tell you who he is. You're like, oh, who is this guy that's calling this? Well, that's my boy, Chuck Charles, as the ladies call him, or Mr. Gorgeous, and he's one-third of the illustrious team over at Big Time Radio, the Shine, or one-half of the Shine Brothers, how you want to look at it. And they have a show called Time to Shine every Sunday. It's pretty hot. They ask some, they be having some wild topics. Oh, yeah. They be getting it in.
What's your name, Maya?
Mia, M-I-A.
Mia, it's nice to meet you, Mia. I'm going to go ahead and cordially invite you to the Time to Shine. I know that you are, I know you got a couple of verses you want to share with us, right? We're on Sundays at 9. You got something for us?
Okay. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll be 8
our time. Oh, 8, okay, 8 on Sunday. Well, you cordially invited, so I definitely want you to think about it and bless us with something. I'm going to see what you're working with. I mean, I see the pictures. But I'm trying to see what the rap sound like, too, for the package.
You got to click on the videos, too. It's videos up there of me spitting. You just missed them. You weren't looking hard enough.
No, I was looking hard, but I wasn't even listening. I was just looking. God damn, I like what I see.
Fuck how I look. You got to listen.
Well, I'm going to listen now. Look. Can I do both?
You can do both. I advise you to do both.
You advise me to do both? Okay.
I advise you to do both. They go hand in hand.
Double the fun. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, listen, y'all get back to y'all's show. I just wanted to introduce myself to you, and I want you to introduce yourself to me, and I want you to come on that show, and I want you to come to Richmond VA so I can, you know, show you around town.
Hey, babe, we'll definitely have to link up.
Yeah, and around my place. Y'all go ahead and do that show. It's real nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Hey, Chuck Charles, Mr. Gorgeous. Don't forget that, because I ain't forgetting you. Zach, I'll let you, man.
All right, bro. Oh, man, that's a boy, Chuck Charles, man. LS amazing, called Mr. Gorgeous. He is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, very, very much so.
Oh, my God. Every time, man, this dude is hilarious. But another topic I have for you, man, because it was just, it just been so much nonsense across my timeline, left and right. I want to definitely, you know, send some prayers and some love over to people over in Philly. And that's right, that's 45 minutes from my hometown, Trenton, New Jersey. So that's kind of close to home. And I want to go ahead and send some love out there to the people who end up getting hurt in that tragic Amtrak wreck. If the train was speeding at about 100 miles per an hour during the derailment, and it killed at least 7 people as of now. That so, and it left about 200 people wounded.
Yeah.
So, man, that's...
That's their families, though. That's crazy.
Crazy part. We took the Amtrak coming down here before. Coming back here to Texas. So that's why it's like, man, that's close to home of most of our friends. It's like 45 minutes from Philly.
Right?
Yes, like, man, that could have been me.
Man, it's so much stuff going on. Like, you really just have to stay prayed up. Like, really.
Right. I've been seeing people complain. Like, any people complaining on social media every day. It's one thing you vent, but when you want it every day and every minute.
Not too many change it.
Right. Do something to change the freaking outcome, man.
Right. It's
so
like
yes,
that, though.
It'd be like that. Yeah, so... Like, so speaking of some stuff that, this is something to make y'all laugh a little bit. What the hell is this? Okay, love, because you were talking about love and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this new fucking video by Jocelyn Hernandez and Stevie J?
I haven't seen it. What are they doing?
Oh my God. It's for that fucking phrase they kept running around saying, Stingy with my kitty cat.
I saw it, but I didn't click on it because it's Jocelyn and she can't rap.
Yeah, it was.
It was good
oh
or
my
no?
God.
Kitty cat,
I want to slap myself.
I love you, Stevie. Like, her voice just gets on my nerves. She's very sexy, though. And I love her eyes, I love her ass, but child, when she opened her mouth, I just don't know what the fuck she's saying. And it pisses me off.
Like, you know what? I actually nailed down the Stevie J rat face.
I bet you did.
Actually, I got it right. I'm actually doing it right now.
Everybody,
yeah, we got to get this Brett. You know, that face, man. How he does that rat face. It just kills me.
He gets on my too. They both belong together.
Yeah, this season, like, I actually haven't watched none of this season yet. I know people. I'm slipping. That's what Andrew told me yesterday. I'm slipping. What the heck have I not watched the new season for yet? But hey, don't get on me. It is what it is.
On you, I'm gonna let you give.
But I heard, man, it's been some really ratchet, some like young Jock, his drama going on this freaking season.
Oh, my God. Did you see that video of his girlfriend when she tied him up?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. So it looks like they're about to have sex or whatever. So she ties him up to the bed, gets him all hot and shit. And she takes out her iPad and shows him a video of him sucking another girl's toes. Like, they was finna get it on, and she got this video. The girl dropped the video off at her job. That's how she ended up getting it. So she tied him up, got a belt, and whooped him like he was five. Like, it was hilarious. And then she walked out the house, like Diary of a Mad Black Woman, and left his ass up there.
So some dominatrix type shit?
Yes, and it's crazy because she thought she was pissing him off, but young Jock is so freaky that he was getting turned on. So it didn't work.
Hey, that's for some of them guys. Hey, that's why.
I need a man like that. Like, what?
Oh, Lord.
Like,
you trying to be a dominatrix?
Super
so
freaky. He was getting turned on by her whooping his ass. I was like, oh, my gosh, I should have been dating young Chuck. But he too.
Oh,
no. I wouldn't date young Chuck.
Let me find out that you're a dominatrix. You're trying to be a dominatrix now. I know.
I do like that, actually, if you really must know. I do. Okay,
oh,
not
Lord.
All the way left, like hardcore slapping somebody till they bleed or like the most shit. Not like that. I mean, just like the light work, the sexy shit, you know. I probably wouldn't even whoop a guy with a belt. Like, that wouldn't turn me on. It's like, I don't know. I can't whoop a grown man with a belt.
What's some stuff you would do? Like, what's some stuff you would do? Like, crazy.
I mean,
you would tie him up?
Yeah. I would let a guy tie me up. I mean, but I'm not really one of those people that just, like, I don't even like when guys slap my ass. Like, I don't like pain like that. Like, you know, like, the light work, like, choking and shit like that, that's cool. As long as there ain't no crazy, just weird fetish type shit. Don't tie me up and, like, pull out a Superman outfit or some shit. Like, just don't throw me off.
Hey, wait, that's the stuff I would do. I'm putting the Superman. Don't play
Superman
outfit?
No. You got to baby step me in the shit like that. I wouldn't know. I would laugh. I think I would bust out laughing like, you can't be serious right now. Untie me.
And it is hump day. It is hump day at the dust, so we say some free stuff on this day a lot. So, actually, like one of the torturing things I did to the girl, it wasn't bad. It wasn't no kind of pain.
Torture.
Yeah, it was like fun torture. It was fun torture. Let me get into what that is. Y'all over here, like, damn, he 50 Shades of Grey, Teddy J. Like, let's relax, people. But, no, basically, I guess I had this girl, and she just like, oh, it was just like shaking. No, she's not like that. So.
Oh, my gosh, why did your voice get that high, though?
I'm good, man. I know how to manipulate my voice. That was one of my classes in college. Like, they taught me, like, I know how to manipulate my voice all kind of ways. Like, hey, that's why I'm the king of prank calls. I can manipulate the hell out of my voice. But,
I believe you.
So I handcuffed her, and I took some ice. And y'all remember from... Man, what was that movie? Do the Right Thing. Spike Lee. And wrote the senior Spike Lee and Rosa Perez. He was taking the ice and he was rubbing on her. That's what I was doing. I was taking the ice and I was rubbing on her. And then, guys, I'll give you a real good nugget. I'm teaching class today. What you do, not only you just rub the ice on, you know, with all her spots and whatnot, you take the ice. And you put it inside her pussy, right? Put it in there and rub it quick while the ice is in there. You want to see them jump? You want to see them jump and go crazy?
I would punch a guy in the throat if he tried to put an ice cube in my vagina. No,
it's gonna melt.
Ice doesn't turn me on.
It's gonna melt right away. It's actually not gonna. You're not gonna be able to get it right away. It's not gonna be able to go all the way in there.
Then what the fuck you putting it right there for?
Because you put it right there on the lips of the vagina, and it stimulates.
No, it freezes. It numbs. It's not a turn on.
I came over there because before I did it, this girl was like, "Okay, some ice." Like I was like, "What?" I'm new to all that. We start getting the dark kind of stuff. So, one girl was chilling with her. She was like, "Yeah, go get some ice." I'm like, "Get some ice." Just ran away. And that's what she was talking about. She was just turned on by that. She was talking about rub the ice on her and whatnot. So, hey. Different people, man. Hey, I started, let me see how many times I can work on different folks. So, hey, she wasn't cuffing me, so guess that, man. That means somebody else got to learn that trick.
Oh, so, Lord.
That's what y'all got to be careful, man. Y'all got to be careful. Like, that's always, you know what? Sometimes I kind of worry about that. You be mad as you do too much to somebody, because then they going to go, the next person they deal with, they going to get to learn all
them
tricks.
They're going to teach them
tricks.
Everything you taught them.
Yes. I mean, that's cool, but
I will teach you what to do to me, but as far as when I do something, they like, damn, how you doing that? I don't know. That's my thing. I just know what I'm doing. I'm not going to teach you so you can teach somebody else, because then I got to beat you up and beat her. I'm going to be mad because
I'm petty. Even if I moved on from that person, it's just a thought of the problem. It's just a thought of, oh, my God, too much stuff.
It was whack when I first met you, so when we break up, you got to give all my tricks back.
Right. You got to deposit that. I've used the Men in Black thing, flash them. You don't remember none of that stuff I taught you. Bam.
Oh, that'll be boss. It'll be boss.
Yeah, man, because I can't.
You can't do that.
It's too many,
so
man.
You're fucked.
It's too many tricks out there. I didn't talk. I can't put a mask there like that. I just can't do it. But, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm still tripping. I'm just laughing because, God, like, now I'm ready to start thinking about it. I just had, oh, no.
What?
I just started thinking about some of the tricks, man. Like, other tricks I've taught people. Someone's learning right now. Someone's learning. It's not fair.
It's not fair. See, you weren't smart. You weren't playing the game right. See, because I look back on my exes like, I got it bag. I'm still the best they ever had because they don't know shit that I did.
Right. You know what? And so a lot of these dudes, man, they be cracking me up. Now, you know, eat the booty like grocery. Everybody doing that. Like, but they can't eat pussy for nothing. Like, y'all hilarious. So now because of damn son told y'all to go eat the booty like groceries, y'all trying to learn how to do that, but y'all can't do the basic shit right. Like, get the hell out of here. Matter of fact, I got some of that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh my God. Nobody got time for that. I haven't heard that bitch forever.
Right. Ever. Ever, ever.
Have you ever ate booty before?
No. I don't know if I can get into that, man. Like, I just got, like, you talking about OCD, I just got this whole thing of, there's a line I got to draw, and I'm going to fucking vomit. Oh my God. My stomach's not going to allow me to do it. It's not going to allow me to go back to and say, no, not going to be able to do it. So, hey, for ladies out there that was, like, checking for me and saying, oh, he don't eat the booty like groceries. I can't talk to him no more. Oh, well, it is what it is. It is not me. I'm sorry.
I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Okay, so good. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad now that I don't, because I was like, okay, maybe all this lame duck. I just don't want to do it. Like, and I don't want no one trying to do it to me. This one girl, she thought that was a turn on. She was like telling me.
Some guys like that. Crazy part. A guy has asked me, like, have I ever done it? And I'm like, no. Like, he's like, he likes. I'm like, well, we can't talk because I think that's game.
Yeah,
you
like
playing in any way with your asshole and you are a guy. I don't care. This is just my opinion. Sorry to any listeners that might like that shit. I think it's gay.
Hey, I mean, I'm right there with you. I think it's gay because you got to think about it. The only way that a woman can do that, every position of how that can possibly do it is gay as hell.
Yep.
So you either in order for her, if she can look you from the front, you literally gotta cock your fucking legs back or something. No, gay. Or what you gonna do? Gay in doggy style when she come behind and look you at? No, gay. There's no way around it. It's gay around. No, if you feel the type of way because we said it, hey, get out your feelings. It is what it is. It's not my type of party. It's not happening. Like, no.
Yeah, they can party on their own.
I'm not licking your ass, and I'm not going to lick yours.
And don't lick mine.
You
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, respect asshole. Don't lick mine. I ain't licking yours. Respect, be one with the asshole, but do not touch it.
Right, because
no.
Everything you say is going to be full of shit.
Oh, man. And that's another thing. Like, they be kissing motherfuckers in the mouth. Say, man, you can't be eating booty trying to kiss on me. That's not what I'm saying. You can't even give me head if you like.
I don't know. I ain't gonna sit here in front. I've kissed somebody before. I've kissed girls before after
you ate booty.
No, getting head. Ain't nobody.
That's different. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's your mates, whatever. I'm talking about
right.
Eating booty.
No booty eating here. Like I said,
just
don't do it to me, and don't expect me to do it to you. It's not happening. You're going to be sadly disappointed if you think that's going to happen. It's not happening. If that's your grounds of things that you got to have to keep your relationship, then, hey, fuck it. But they always say, you're going to have Friday say, what you won't do, the next person will. Well, then go find that next person. Because it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me. I have to draw a line somewhere.
Man.
Time went by fast, man. Damn. Like, it went by really fast. I didn't even play a second song.
It's because you love me.
I don't really love you. But yes, man, that was definitely a very fun hour. Man, y'all can catch us on every Mondays and Wednesdays. Because on Monday coming up, same time, same place, blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, CEDDY letter J, and on iTunes. We see y'all later. It's your boy Ceddy J at Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDY JDUSK. Everywhere you can find me. Mia, how can they find you?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything is Mia Eliani, MIAELIANI.
There you go. Man, y'all talk the dynamic duo, man. We make it happen. We out. Peace.
Peace.